birthplace of radio's greatest era. Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? I'm Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, how you doing there? Glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough, and that is Dr. John Eibner from CSI. He will be with us in Hour 1 tonight. We are going to have a conversation about what's going on in Sudan. Kelsey Bowler in the Ladies' Lounge. Looking forward to having Lady Kelsey back. She hasn't been with us since that last name of her changed. She used to be Kelsey Harkness. Anyway, we've got a lot to get to. Welcome aboard. It's Kevin McCullough. It's a Saturday night. Is my mic lower than normal? It sounds lower in my headset. Maybe that's just my headset. I don't know. Glad you're with us regardless. There we go. I can get a little more juice out of that. Here we go on a big, big Saturday night. Not one, but a week of two huge victories for the pro-life movement this week. This time a week ago, we had been out at the Alive from New York event, and I told you a little bit about it when we got back into the studio last Saturday night. 20,000 people confirmed. The next morning, Sunday morning, after we were off the air Saturday night, I woke up and there were the New York Post had sent not one but two reporters to the event, and they both contributed to the story. And I'm reading through the story, and in the second paragraph they say roughly 400 people showed up in Times Square. Roughly 400 people. They were only about 19,600 short of what the Times Square Commission actually estimated the attendance. And the media is the media. They're gonna lowball pro-lifers. I get all of that. But if you're gonna lowball pro-life, you got to do a better job than that. Nobody believed for a heartbeat that there were 400 people in the one pit that had VIPs standing right in front of the stage. Maybe that's all they counted. I'm not sure. But for the 10 city blocks and all the screens that were up that broadcast that 400, that's pretty sad. Well, another thing happened this week. So you heard about this guy, Brian Sims. He's a punk thug from Pennsylvania. He likes to go to the street outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic, and where he finds young girls or old women praying there on the sidewalk. He likes to berate them. Not only does he berate them, then he puts it on video. He puts it on Facebook Live. He broadcasts himself. Brian Sims is his name. Look him up. You'll be able to see easily what he's done. Well, this really bothered a lot of people across America. And one of those was Abby Johnson, who, by the way, was the one that had the ultrasound in Times Square last week. Her little baby's face shot across 10 city blocks and just brought the whole place to absolute silence. It was a beautiful, beautiful moment. Anyway, she's reading about Brian Sims, and she's like, somebody's got to step up and do something about this. So she actually tweets him and says, hey, on Friday, I'm going to be out in front of that clinic at 10 a.m. If you want to come meet me, I'll be glad to talk to you. Well, lo and behold, a guy named Matt Walsh, used to have a radio show, now works for the Daily Wire. A lady named Lila Rose, who founded a group called Live Action. A number of other people said, hey, Abby, you don't have to be there on your own. We'll join you. And we will show up and we'll let our people know. Well, I found out about it and started talking to people and putting people onto this notice. And lo and behold, down in Philadelphia on Friday, when they didn't even have a formal rally planned, they had more than 1,000 people crush this little tiny neighborhood street. And you know what they did? They didn't berate Brian Sims, who failed to show, the chicken thug that he is. No, what they did is they showed up and they said life is valuable. And they talked about the value of the unborn child. And they talked about the sacred image in which it's made. And they said, you know, this is going to be something that if we don't stand up and do something about, we're going to regret that we didn't speak out. In fact, we've got a little, do we have a little bit of the, this was Lila Rose who kicked the stuff off. Do we have that video ready, Nick? Yeah, about 17 minutes in is where, because the Breitbart people put this compilation together. But take a listen to what Lila had to say in her opening remarks there. It was close. All right, now so they had so Allison Chentafonte made some announcements, and then Lila stepped up. So she'll step up here in just a second. Okay, here she goes.
Where's the countdown?
Oh no, now she's got to hug Abby Johnson. So they did.
Good.
Here we go. And with that, we lost the clip. Well, we got the first 10 seconds of it. That was kind of fun. Don't know where that went. Anyway, so that's a little bit of a look. But you can see even from the handheld camera there that it was a crowded place. They had a very tough time. Let's go back to the video.
We respect every human life, and because the pro-life community will not back down.
Come on!
In the beauty and the dignity of every life.
Amen.
And we know that 900 children are killed every single day at Planned Parenthood facilities across the country, 2,600 every single day across the nation in abortion clinics, and we are fighting for their right to live, their right to be loved.
Yes.
And we're fighting for the women and the girls and the families who are being lied to every single day.
Amen.
There are some amazing people and groups here today.
All right, that's just a little sample, but it was about an hour long, and they packed that street, and it was just an incredible thing. So two not one, but two huge wins. And I want you to think about this. This was not in this was not being held in Biloxi, Mississippi. This was not in Memphis, Tennessee. This was not in Fort Worth, Texas. This was in places in New York City and Philadelphia where the pro-abortion forces have been very strong for a very long time, and yet somehow tens of thousands of people over these two events able to show up and to express solidarity in a big way. It's one of the reasons why I wrote in townhall.com last Sunday that I do think that the life issue is winning. I think that people are beginning to understand that child is separate from its mom. It's not part of her body. It is completely separate from her body. It's necessary for the mother to give birth to it, but it's a distinct human. It has different DNA. And in addition to that, it's fully living. From the moment that you can hear the heartbeat at about 6 weeks in, I don't think you should have any legal abortions after that point. Because who gets to decide who lives and who dies? It's really an amazing thing. Anyway, that's been a kind of an interesting side note to an otherwise fairly chaotic week. In Washington, D.C., you had the Attorney General be found formally in contempt of the Judiciary Committee. Like anybody really cared. It was like Jerry Nadler. Have you ever noticed that Jerry Nadler and a certain Star Wars bounty hunter are never seen in the same room at the same time? It's crossed my mind more than one occasion. So you had that, and then you had Comey on Friday doubling down, having been on Anderson Cooper on Thursday night on CNN, talking fairly freely about things that ended up kind of implicating that he knew things weren't as they were being presented when he was heading up the investigation into the Russia issue. I had not one but three people that were on my show on Friday that said, basically, because of some of the things Comey has now at least given mental credence to, he should probably be indicted. And by the way, I think that that's probably going to happen because you've got the Inspector General's report that's coming up. You've got Attorney General Barr, who has promised to take a look at all the origins of the Russia investigation. And you still have Lindsey Graham on the Senate Judiciary Committee, who has made several referrals to the Attorney General already. Graham, of course, a fierce prosecutor from his military law days and understands the power of what it is to keep the law and to abide by the law. Anyway, we'll get into some of that as we have time. Coming up tonight on the big board, let's go to the big board real quick before we go to the break, Nick. We've got Dr. John Eibner's back with us from CSI. He'll be reporting in. I think he's contacting us tonight from Sweden, but as you know, he is all over the world interfacing with world leaders. But tonight we hope to even liberate a few more of those human slaves that we are so passionately committed to helping free. Then Kelsey Bowler is going to be with us in the next hour. Friends, girls in Connecticut are losing sports. They're just losing them. They're going away. Men's sports are safe. Co-ed sports are going to be what replaces them, but there will no longer be girls' sports. If you don't believe me, stick around an hour or two because we've got absolute evidence that that is, in fact, already happening. Not that it's going to happen. It's already happening. That's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff, because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now,
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Of all the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I mention it from time to time, and it's something that I'm very grateful for. But this time of year, the radio industry and some of the broadcast industry starts having all their conferences, and they give awards, and they recognize people. And it's this time of year in the midst of all of that season that I keep being reminded that what I get to do for a living is extraordinary. And I love it so much. And I am very grateful for the way we had a little bit of a problem there with some of the connection. We were hoping to be able to reach John Eibner tonight, and it appears that that may not be able to work for us because the quality of the audio is just not what we need it to be on the air. But Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot to get to yet tonight, and one of the reasons that, and I'll get John on the show maybe next week, but one of the things that I wanted to talk with him about is the fact that Christian Solidarity International actually does a lot of very cool things. We've been telling you for the last number of weeks, and Nick's put up on the screen several times the phone number and what we're doing, but we're actually helping liberate human beings from the actual evil of slavery. A lot of people don't realize that that still goes on in this world, but it is actually being practiced now in heavier doses and in worse cases than ever before in human history. And, you know, we kind of think, well, because America solved the problem a number of years ago, it's not really an issue anymore. Actually, even that's not true. Because in New York City tonight, in about 3,000 different locations, there is a young girl chained somewhere to a wall. There are human beings being trafficked and being enslaved across the globe at greater percentages than ever before, greater numbers than ever before. Maybe not percentages, but in greater numbers than ever before. And in the reality of doing what I do for a living, I think that it is a pretty special thing to be able to take part of what I do in terms of my on-air time and give back, to be able to help raise awareness about this. And it's one of those things where if I could take more of my day-to-day opportunity to change the world directly, it would make it even more meaningful if possible. So having said all that, we started on a path, a journey, a few weeks ago, and I've been asking you to call 800-342-1010, 800-342-1010, because there were 82 human beings that have the ability to be freed before this summer really kicks into gear. There are liberation negotiations that are going on right now, and the idea that we could help a human being find freedom that has been largely kept in captivity their entire life is really meaningful to me. I hope it will be to you as we walk through that. But I want to tell you a couple of stories of some of the people that we have the opportunity to impact, because it's really in understanding their stories that my life gets changed, my heart gets changed. And I have actually a whole number of them, but I want to tell you about a woman by the name of Macau. Because when I found out about Macau's story, I thought this really encapsulates what we're doing. She was actually taken into captivity in the year 2000. And this is what she wrote in her story when she was released recently through the Slave Liberation Project. She said, "When I was a young girl, the slave raiders came at night into our village. Now, this is, we're talking about Sudan. We're talking about northern Sudan, where Islamic jihadists are cattle ranchers, and they would ride down and attack the Christian villages in South Sudan. And they would take them, they would do it to take land, they would do it to sometimes take cattle, and when they would go and they would find girls and women, they would often take them as slaves. So Mikal said, they came at night on horses. I had to watch them shoot at my brothers and sisters. She said, I saw many try to run into the bushes. She said, I just assumed that they were dead. I had four brothers and three sisters, but I saw them shot. And she recounts their names: Adup, Akot, Akier, Abuk, Adut, and Akuel, and me, Macau. She said, I haven't seen any of them since. Now, this is 18 years later, after she spent 14 years in captivity. On the way to the north, she said, the slave raiders cut a person's throat right in front of me, and they beat two others to death. The Arab that was in charge of them said, I don't need those people. Sometimes her slave master, whose name was Muhammad, would force her to pray the Muslim prayers and would hold the sticks above her head as though she was going to be beaten if she did not cooperate. She said, I remembered at that time, and sometimes at night when I would be going to sleep, I remembered my faith of what I had learned when I was a little girl. She was a Christian girl. She said, I'm so thankful for those who freed me, but I would like to see my brothers and sisters again. I have good memories of them, and I will keep looking for them as long as I can stay in South Sudan. Pretty heart-wrenching story by someone who, for those years that she was in captivity, had no choices for herself. You think about this. We take so much for granted in our free life, but what time we get up, go to bed, what we eat, how we dress, where we go. The guys were joking around tonight before the show, you know, jobs that we can have and not have and apply for and all the rest of it. That we have so many freedoms to almost every aspect of our life when you're an American. When you're a Christian woman from South Sudan who was taken into slavery, and there are tens of thousands of them, you have no freedoms at all. Now, how do we get them free? This is the real kind of magic to the formula here. And those of you that were with us last year, you know that we freed almost 200 in the calendar year of 2018. But this is how simple it is. So there's a number of Arab slave retrievers that are willing to work kind of in an underground railroad capacity with the Christian South. They want to have good relationships with Christians that live in the South, so they are helping them find relatives. And so they will go into towns, and they will travel north, and they will get into North Sudan, and they will locate a slave, and they'll locate the slave master, and they'll start a very covert and quiet conversation with that slave master about what his needs are. Almost every single time, the cattle rancher that is the slave owner prizes his cattle more than he does his people, so they need a vaccine to help keep their cattle healthy. It's called Novidium. It costs about $50 to get that dose of a vaccine for them. But if we're able to deliver that, the slave owner will liberate the life of one slave. Well, we've helped 200 find that freedom, and then we also prepare them with a thing called the Bag of Hope. I'll tell you about that when we come back. But everything that's in there is what the slave needs to begin their life all over again. You can help liberate one life right now tonight. There are 82 that we have targeted to try to free by summer. I believe we are in the somewhere around the 55 to go range. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. For $25 a month for 10 months, you could liberate one life. One-time gift of $250, you could set that person free tonight. 888-342-1010. Please go to the phone and make that call. 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I think I told you I did physical labor basically my whole life, and I know that had to take a toll. I don't know, maybe there's a little arthritis in there or weakening of the knees. I tell you, the pills, I don't want to say I'm pain-free, but it's not uncomfortable at all anymore. I really notice a difference. I do. And the pills are, you know, they're a piece of cake to take. I just throw six of them in my mouth, take a half a glass of water, whatever, and down they go.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10-ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy, because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today, getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info, getbenefits.info, or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Kevin McCullough, you know, I mention it from time to time, and it's something that I'm very grateful for, but this time of year, the radio industry and some of the broadcast industry starts having all their conferences, and they give awards, and they recognize people, and it's this time of year, in the midst of all of that season, that I keep being reminded that what I get to do for a living is extraordinary, and I love it so much, and I am very grateful for the way every everything continues to grow and to multiply and be profitable in our efforts. And it's one of the reasons why I told God a long time ago that for the blessing of getting to do what I do, that I always want to reserve a portion of what we do to do something that's bigger than this radio show, to do something that is more important than this radio show, to go beyond ourselves and to help those that cannot help them help themselves, and to do so in His name. It's an honor to get to do that and to get to do it enthusiastically. There are some people that do some things like this, and they are very, you know, begrudging about it, but that is not the case here. And part of the reason it's not is because those of you listening consistently have responded again and again when asked to help with a specific need, something that is obviously taking place that is unjust, something that is not right, something that suffering is being endured in the midst of, and you respond. And it is your response and God's faithfulness that keeps reminding me that this is why we do this. This is one of the funnest things I ever get to do, and that is to alert you to ways that you can be involved in different things. The item on the table right now, and something that has captured my heart and mind and my pocketbook over the last 3 or 4 years, is our continuing effort to help get slaves released from Sudan. And some people don't know about this at all. Some of you are listening to me for the first time, and you do not even know that the word slavery is still in existence and still being experienced on planet Earth, but it is. And my next guest has documented it as well as anybody, given that he is the founding director of CSI International, Christian Solidarity International, and has been working at this task for dozens of years in a variety of different applications. But Dr. John Eibner is back with us. We affectionately call each other John and Kevin. So as a courtesy indeed to John, I won't say Dr. Eibner the whole time. But just know, John, that's great. How deeply respectful I am of who you are and what you've done, because you too have used the gifts and skills that God has given you to try to relieve suffering and to bring about a sense of justice in a globe that it still very much does not exist. And my listeners have heard you in the past talk about different hotspots, but let's zero in on Sudan. How long ago did you first become aware of the problem of Sudan?
It was in the early 1990s when a publicly declared jihad was raging in Sudan that I first became aware of the conflict there. I didn't know very much about it, but together with CSI colleagues, we went for the first time to southern Sudan in 1992 and were shocked by what we encountered and felt that we had to go back, and have repeatedly gone back many, many, many times. I've been there over 100 times. So I started out simply aware of a problem through reading about it in the newspapers, through getting some reports through church circles and some human rights reports here and there, but felt that we needed to look at this problem. And the problem there was so horrific. I first referred to it in a Wall Street Journal article that I wrote following my first trip as a genocidal situation, that there were acts of genocide taking place. And it has since been confirmed by the U.S. government and others. And so we felt we shouldn't just go and look around once and then leave and go someplace else. But this was a situation that merited concentrated attention from our part. We needed to rally support so that we could bring about a fundamental change in the situation of persecuted Christians or other people who are not Christians who are persecuted, and above all, to end the horrific slave trade that was a product of that jihad.
All right, Dr. Eibner with us, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. When we come back, Dr. Eibner, I want to get into some of the things that people can do as it relates to how to make the lives of these people that we're trying to liberate better. Friends, if you would like to be an agent of liberation for the slaves that are currently held, Our goal is to have 82 of them released by summer. We have heard from enough of you so far that I believe we're somewhere around 55 to go. I don't have the exact number. We're going to work on that this week. 800-342-1010. If we had 55 people do $25 a month for 10 months, it would cover the rest of what we can do. $250 one-time gift would also take care of one slave. Will you help us? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Coming right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Beautiful shot of Manhattan. That's what we love. Nice. And it's going to be the last night we have one for a while because it's going to be down in the 40s again here in New York in May on Monday and Tuesday. Rain tomorrow for Mother's Day. Yuck, what is this? Anyway, first world problems, right? We're speaking with Dr. John Eibner tonight, and Dr. Eibner has been gracious to give us even more of his time from his undisclosed location. I believe he's in Sweden this evening. But Dr. Eibner, as I have been wont to do, you know, a lot of people think this through and say, well, slavery is a thing of the past. But you say that that's not the case for a lot of reasons.
Than there were at the time of the signing of the peace agreement. Nobody knew exactly the number, but just because the slaves multiply, the slave women are routinely raped or given as a so-called husband or wife to somebody else, and there are children produced. And more of the slaves that are liberated through CSI's work are young people who have no recollection of living in their homeland in southern Sudan. They were either captured as babies or more and more we free those that were born in the north.
And that is a reality that kind of mirrors what slavery was like in the 1800s in the United States. Obviously, there were products of slave relationships, but the fact that the world has largely ignored it speaks to the fact that on certain people's radar screens, human life just doesn't matter.
Indeed, that's a sad reality. Human life in many parts of the world doesn't matter to the powers, the great nations, the great empires, the great powers of the world, the great industrialists, the great economic powers. There are people that count for next to nothing. And the people that have been victimized by slavery in Sudan fit that category. Really, no one has any interest in them, apart from, of course, their loved ones. The Almighty God has a keen interest in them.
He does.
And people like you, Kevin, and me, and my CSI colleagues, and those who feel a passion, feel passionately led to bring about their liberation.
Yeah.
When one knows what they're subjected to, what they face, the tortures, the abuse, many of them are killed. If you know about it, it's hard not to say we've got to do something to get people out of the situation.
With all my heart, I agree with you, Dr. Eibner. And here's the thing, friend, as you're listening, I'm going to give you a phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You are able at this very moment to call that number and to talk to someone for about 2.5 minutes, give them a little bit of information, and when you hang up the phone, you will have liberated a life. Now, it will take place at a date to be determined. There are some negotiations that have to undergo in a very delicate process, very similar to the Underground Railroad during Reconstruction here in the U.S., where you have someone that's going into the enslaved areas and actually negotiating release. But I just want you to know that as John and I talk, there's not a hopelessness to this, because while it is an excruciatingly bad situation for those that are there, the hope is that those who listen will pick up the phone and take the action, because once the action has taken, great joy is the byproduct. Great joy is the outcome. So the reason we do this, yes, we feel deeply sorrowful for the pain that they are suffering, but to know about it and to do nothing is kind of ridiculous on multiple levels. One, you're just not bringing about any kind of a resolution at all. And number two, you're robbing people of the opportunity to know just the exact opposite. So as bad as the suffering is, we can visit joy upon these same hearts and minds and lives just by getting involved. And that's why that phone number is important. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. I want you to write that number down. I want you to put it in your smartphone. I want you to call it 888-342-1010. Now here's what happens when that takes place. place. You give a gift, either a 10-month gift of $25 a month, or a 5-month gift of $50 a month, or a one-time gift of $250 a month, or maybe a multiple of $250. But if you give the gift in total of $250, in whatever combination that is, you will have secured the release for a slave. And I'm going to have John explain how that works. But in summary, there's a piece of the negotiation that's covered. And in part of that cost, you're also launching them into a brand new life with everything that they basically need to start that life out on the right foot. But it does not happen if we don't call. So 888-342-1010 is that number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You can also give online at csi-usa.org. csi-usa.org. And in fact, my picture is there on the homepage. You can just click the little Give Now link right next to my picture, and it will take you to a place. It'll define the process a little bit better. But if you want to give online, or you have your smartphone and that's more convenient for you, csi-usa.org or 888-342-1010. Now, John, I just mentioned that when they give that gift, there's multiple applications that that gift gets divvied up into and turns into something. So what does the $250 do?
Well, first of all, it brings about the actual liberation. There are costs involved in effecting the liberation, getting the slave out of the hands of the slave master and bringing them back to freedom. But once they arrive back in safe areas of southern Sudan, they have nothing. They come back with just the shirts on their back, maybe a little mat to lay on to sleep on at night, and that is about it. So we provide food rations, food and seeds. Now is actually the planting season. Those that come back will get sorghum seeds so that they can become hopefully self-sufficient later in the summer when there's a harvest. They will receive a goat, a she-goat, and the she-goats multiply. And hopefully that will be the nucleus of a little economy that can keep them going, and the goats multiply.
Yeah, so on a couple of different levels, you've got not only the rescue being affected, but then you've got the new life being started. And friends, it all starts when you call 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We have about 55 lives yet to save before summer. Can you help us freeing one? $25 a month for 10 months or a one-time gift of $250. Coming right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and some other issues. Finally, my internist threw a bunch of tests and colonoscopy. I won't bore you with the details. Found out that my system doesn't produce enough acid to break food down enough where I get the B12 benefit out of it. So I went on shots once a month, which my wife, who's a nurse, can give me, but I was still pretty lethargic. I was just telling my wife last night, I said, you know what? I feel fantastic. This Balance of Nature really gives me energy beyond anything else I've ever taken.
Use discount code KMC for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible. He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you. It is a Saturday night, and appreciate everyone who's listening, watching. We're on great radio stations like WPG in Atlantic City, big blowtorch of a station on the Jersey coast, and also on a great television network called Biz TV Coast to Coast. Some 66 million households out there. Another question for you, Dr. Eibner, real quickly as we get into this, but the idea that the slave is given these very, very valuable things, a year's worth of grain, a year's worth of food, a she-goat, a number of tools to do harvesting and planting and so forth with. These are people that have never received anything. So what is the reaction like?
To give. It's not just material goods that come down from the sky. And that makes it all the more valuable. Yes, the material itself is really important and can be life-saving and help them rebuild their lives. But they know that there's the spirit of God's love that is a part and parcel of the whole gift.
Yeah.
They know that it comes from people that care about them, that love them. That's the motivation for helping. It's God's love. And this comes through very clearly.
The length of time that many of them have been in slavery, John, kind of, you know, correlates obviously what age they were when they were taken and so forth. But speaking of God's influence in the scenario, the majority of these people were Christians from South Sudan, and they have been, I don't think it's too strong of a word to say tortured in many instances to be forced into an expression of Islamic observance or at least respect or habits that they would never have any interest in. In fact, women are made to, in some instances, and I don't think I'm speaking out of school here, circumcise themselves. I'm trying to be measured in how I'm saying this, but in very unsanitary conditions and without any doctors or medicines to help with infections if they are developed. The boys are often beaten. They are often, they have their eyes poked out if certain things occur that their slave master is not pleased with. These are people that are not just subjected to forced living arrangements against their will. They are subjected to abuse at every level, mental, physical, sexual, etc. And so the ability for CSI to say, not only are you going to have these material goods coming back, coming into your life, but the God who made you and loved you, and in some cases that you sang about when you were a child in Sudan, is coming to your rescue. Yeah, and so I just wanted to make sure people understood that and knew that. John, we're out of time for tonight. Please come back soon. We will have you back. We've got more to discuss. But friends, and Bernie just called from Massachusetts watching on Biz TV and asked, what's to keep these slaves from being re-kidnapped? I will answer that question real briefly. There's a legal agreement, and there's also security on their journey south so that they're not retaken. Kevin McCullough coming right back. It's Radio Nightlife.